So, wonderful. Good morning, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, Jack exhibitors and visitors. Today, I'm at the PRF booth, PRF Composite Materials, here in Hall 5. And my guest today is Vincent. Vincent, thank you for being part of my show.
Good morning, Ilkay. It's good to see you again.
With Vincent, we've met already last year, and we want to get some updates from Vincent. And my first question, Vincent, is we dive directly into it. So what's your program in 2026? What events, exhibitions do you have planned for this year for your community?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So here we are at JEC 2026, a very, very important event for us, a real showcase event. It gives us a great opportunity to work with our European partners from France, Germany, Italy, Spain. After this event, we're going to be going to the Aero Interiors at Hamburg, AAX Hamburg, an event specifically designed for aircraft interiors. We have some good business to conduct with our partners there. Later on in the year, we're going to be going to the NEC, National Exhibition Center in Birmingham in the UK for advanced engineering. Again, another very, very important showcase event for us, Ilkay. And then after that, we have ICS, which is the International Composites Summit, which I believe is going to be at the Drum in Wembley in London again, as it was last year. We'll also be walking some events this year. We exhibited at CAMEX last year in Florida, but we're going to be walking that event this year. We've decided to run that event every other year, so biannual, and many, many other events. There's Goodwood Festival of Speed, of course. There's Farnborough Air Show that we'll also be going to.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a busy program.
It's a busy program, yeah. And that means also that you really keep the close contact with your community, right?
It's important. It's important for us to present at these events, all of these events, to do exactly that, Ilkay. We want to keep PRF at the forefront of all our customers and potential customers' minds, really, yeah.
The beauty of this setup is, Vincent, that once you have this close contact with your partners, there's also a strong indication that you are doing also customized solutions. Now, we are in front of the circular village, circularity village of JEC, JEC. Now, I know that PRF is, of course, in the recycling and circularity business a lot. Walk us through your upgrade this year, or update this year on your circularity recycling program. What's new? What have you added? And what's coming up? What can the community expect on those?
Well, first of all, it's good observation from you. It's not an accident that we're next to the circularity village. Yes, sustainability is a very big part of our product offering and process offering. What have we done new this year? Well, we built on our sustainability message over the past couple of years, which has been centered around fast curing parts very, very quickly in a snap cure matrix, either in the press or through some very, very fast autoclave processing, and marrying that with recycled fiber, the use of recycled fiber. Again, this is all designed to lower the carbon footprint of your finished part. This year, the update is we've started to include recycled fiber into our class-leading tooling product, which is RP800, which is a composite tooling product. We've now swapped out 40% of our bulk plies on this product from recycled fiber. So we're bringing sustainability into what is a commodity product in composites production and tooling, which is a very strong, powerful message to send.
And also because the notion in particularly the automotive industry is always, do composites have enough tack times, the speed of production? And now you're bringing this really to a whole new level, and this including even with recycled fibers, that's really a game changer here.
Well, we feel we're in a pivotal moment with composites, yes. I mean, composites has been building as an industry for many, many years now. We're looking at, in the UK alone, a 14.5 to 15 million pound contribution to the UK economy. We're looking at a huge employer, getting upwards of 100,000 people working in that industry alone. So we're talking about a really powerful piece in the UK economic jigsaw puzzle. How do we move forward with that? High volume part manufacture is central to that. High volume part production is central to that. The industrialization of composites is central to that. So making parts, very, very quickly. We need to really compete with the metallics industry and the plastic injection molding industry. And that means getting our processes to the point where we can make hundreds, if not thousands of parts very quickly at a low energy footprint, low energy cost per part.
It's a dream. When I hear it, I'm thinking of my previous career where we had cut parts from textiles for diesel particulate filters that went into hundreds of thousands of parts.
Yeah.
And this is actually, in the end, the state we have to achieve, right? Really, the large productions.
Exactly that.
And this is when automotive will really jump into it.
And it comes through innovation in materials. Yeah. It comes through innovation in processing. And we're in that pivotal moment, right? It's an exciting time to be in composites now because we're right in that pivotal moment. We're not alone, you know. We have our fiber manufacturers making leaps forward with different sources for raw materials. We have some wonderful innovation in resin formulations. We're adding some fantastic techniques to prepregging process to make materials faster. And of course, processing the materials into parts. You know, we're looking at hybrid solutions through maximizing the use of an autoclave and a press. So you can look at your parts and say, right, we need a lot of very small parts in high volume, so that's suited to press molding, to match molding. We also need to make some very large structural volume parts, and that lends itself to autoclave processing. And what we're seeing from a lot of our customers is this kind of hybrid solution for processing now.
Vincent, now let's dive a bit into the technical side. So one of my passions is, of course, then, how do we engineer parts? With composites, you've always these visual parts, you have structural parts, then you have the car manufacturing, you have the vehicles off-highway or trucks. Do we have an application for us where you could run us through the entire R&D process, the research, development? How does it work with a customer? Do you have an example for us?
Yes, I can give you an example. We have a partner that we work with that make niche vehicle interiors, so a very highly visual quality part. A lot of parts go into in the interiors. There's lots and lots of different panels, lots of support structures behind those panels. So we take some high quality visual prepreg.
Yes.
Well, dry fiber, and we prepreg that to a correct resin weight. We then put that on our cutting tables. We have a kitting facility. We cut out hundreds of parts. Arrange those and label them and put them into kits ready for processing, and we send these kits off to this.
So you make logistics also very easy and
really.
So it's just in time delivery, just in sequence deliveries.
It's a good phrase to use. Yes, it's a good phrase to use. I like to use the phrase material readiness. Our customer needs to be focusing on making the parts, doing what they're very good at. You know, focusing on their strengths. And we, as a prepreg manufacturer, we're really a service company. Yes, we're a manufacturer of prepreg, but really we're about service. We're about being just in time, making sure that our customer can focus on their strength, which is making their parts.
So we remind the community, prepregs have a shelf life. They have a chain of cool temperature to be stay there. Although you have solutions which have a longer shelf life, you need to be always fresh in this material, right? So that's essential.
It fits into our sustainability model.
Yes.
It also fits into flexibility of processing and storage of materials for our customers. So yeah, we offer prepregs that have, for instance, our fast curing prepreg for press molding and fast autoclave curing has a 90-day out life at ambient temperature. That's really useful.
Yeah.
It also stores for 12 months at 5 degrees. 5 degrees is refrigerator temperature.
Yes. Yes.
The energy cost between refrigerator and minus 18 for the freezer is a massive, massive difference.
It's a universe.
So 12 months at 5 degrees, that's a really important leap forward.
Yeah.
But then we also have a new product that we're launching this year called RP5365. And that gives you 12 months out life. So 12 months at ambient temperature. You don't need to refrigerate or freeze this prepreg. You can hold it at ambient temperature, measured at 20 degrees for 12 months.
We will shortly walk through your booth. You have some parts here. Just explain us, what kind of parts do you have on your booth today at Jack World?
We try to have a good cross-section of parts to show all our products, showcase all our products. Over to my left here, we have some business jet aircraft interior parts for business jet seats.
This looks like a business class rear seat type,
It's business jet, not business class. It's business jet.
So the regional jets, like the Gulfstreams, Bombardiers.
Bombardiers would be a good example.
Yeah,
it's below a certain amount of passengers, has a slightly...
6-seater, 9-seater, 12-seater.
So it has a slightly lower fire-resistant rating, but we have this... these parts are made from recycled fiber.
Okay.
They're press-molded in 6 minutes.
Wonderful.
As you can see, they're quite large area parts with a lot of detail to them.
I can imagine this comfortable seat there. Yeah?
There's, I think, 36 parts goes into this seat. And our customers able to produce these very, very quickly.
This is perfect that I see this because I'm looking for materials. I will be at the Aero Friedrichshafen show on April 22, 23, 24. And I'm always constantly looking for parts in the business jet. So that's really cool and comes handy. Yeah, I will take that to Aero Friedrichshafen.
That's very kind of you.
Yep.
Over here we have some examples of tooling using our 181 layup RP800 class leading tooling system. There's also a 151 layup there, which is our brand name Q-Tool for quick tooling. 5 bolt ply, so much, much faster to go down. And then over here we have another example of tooling, but this incorporates the 40% of recycled fiber in the bolt plies. So this is a little bit more sustainability in tooling as well. So they're the main parts that we're showing here. We do have some very impressive parts here that are hexagonal core sandwich panels. And these are showcasing a really high visual finish from our press molding prepreg, and the quality of our resin film adhesive, the bonding quality of our resin film adhesive, which bonds at the same rate as our press molding prepreg. So we have an adhesive film that will cure in 4 minutes with our RP570 prepreg onto hexagonal core.
So, Vincent, that was really pretty much covered all what is PRF standing for. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we met already on a regular basis, and I'm looking forward to meet you again and again and again. And every time we have a new update, so our community knows about where the composites industry is trending to, we find the facts on the ground. Thank you so much for all your work and your support for these organizations and the networking. You understand yourself not only as a manufacturer, but you are really an important part.
It's very kind. Thank you.
Play an important part. So thank you so much one more time. Otherwise, I will thank you and wish you a good rest of the show.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Across Europe's leading composites events, one theme rises above the noise. Industrialization, sustainability, and performance redefined. At JEC World in Paris, PRF showcases what high-volume composite manufacturing truly looks like. Faster production, lower energy per part, and materials engineered for real-world throughput. With Repreg and the ultra-fast RP570FR system, PRF is pushing circularity forwards, improving handling, enabling single-ply laminates, and driving down cost and cycle times. At Advanced Engineering in Birmingham, PRF's innovations power the next generation of industrial composites, from extended outlife prepregs to advanced kitting with 5 CNC tables operating in full flow. With Q-Tool recycled, 40% of virgin carbon fiber is replaced, reducing waste,
cutting manufacturing time by up to half and proving that circularity can outperform traditional tooling. At the International Composites Summit in London, PRF leads the conversation, shaping a future where composites are faster to build, better for the constructor, and more sustainable for our planet. PRF Composite Materials, doing things differently.
Ilkay Oskisolo, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour. Now available on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.